Hi, Curly. You remember me? Mitch Robbins? I was on your last cattle drive. Remember? We birthed that calf together? How you been? I'm sorry, it's a stupid thing to say. I mean, because, you know, why get into that? Why depress you? Anyway, I think about you a lot. You changed my whole life. You were right, cowboy. One thing. Just one thing. I buried him alive.
Hi, Ma.
It's September 8th, 1952. We're driving back from your Aunt Marsha's. My water breaks. Your father jumps the divider of the Sawmill River Parkway and races me to Doctor's Hospital. And at 5:16, out you came. Oh, happy birthday, darling. I can't believe you're 40. I'm overcome talking of father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, boy. Happy birthday.
Thanks. How are you?
I got a cyst in my testicle. Here's your mother.
Don't worry. He's fine. So, how does it feel to be 40?
Actually, Mom, I feel great.
Why? What's the matter?
Ma, he's fine. He's never been better.
Oh, you're there, too. Mm-hmm. Hi, Barbara. Well, listen, you two. Have a... Leo. Leo! The dog needs to go out. Leo! Oh, he's impossible. I'm going to have him neutered.
She means the dog.
Hey, stop that! Oh, I gotta go. He's peeing on the carpet.
She means Dad.
Leo! Leo! Leo!
Bye, Mom.
Oh, bye, angel birthday boy. Oh.
Bye.
Happy birthday, honey.
Thanks. Hi. What a nightmare.
They're your parents.
No, not them. I had a nightmare that was... But I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because today is my birthday. The big 4-0. And I feel good. I really feel great. I feel good. Yes. Nurse, today is my birthday. I'd like to look at the ocean, please. Thank you. I'm 40, and you know what? It's not so terrible. And there's no surprise party, right? Please, no surprise party. Because Abe Goodman's wife threw him a surprise party. He walked in, they yelled, "Surprise!" And he said, "I got a bigger surprise. I'm having a heart attack."
Abe Goodman weighed 400 pounds.
Yeah, who are you telling? I was a pallbearer. I'd help carry that camper he was buried in.
No surprise party. Just dinner and the movies, you, mm-hmm. me and the kids. Mm-hmm. And then both the kids are going to sleep over at my sister's.
Mm.
And you and I will mm-hmm. have the whole house to ourselves.
Mm.
All night long. That's my present to you.
Can I open my present now?
Tonight.
But look, the little man wants to go to the parade.
Save your strength. You'll need it.
I love it up here. I'm so glad we moved out of the city. Morning.
Good morning.
Work is good. I'm just not pushing time anymore. I mean, I'm the boss now, and I like it. Morning.
Morning.
Whew. You want to turn back? Oh, come on, let's go. Come on, Norman, how are you going to get into a bathing suit? I mean, look at you. You weigh 800 pounds. And don't tell me thigh master. You are so out of shape. I mean, I'm 40 and you're one. Look at you. You're like this big tub of veal or something. Hey, stay in your lane. Why'd you bump me for, Norman? I'm the guy who saved your life. I mean, if it wasn't for me, you'd be 100 wallets.
Okay, we're back. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Sanborn. Emotional pain is as real as physical pain. Just because you can't see a wound on an x-ray doesn't mean it isn't there. Remember, I feel your pain. If you want to talk to me about anything, call 555-HELP. All right, we're on the phone now with Kenny from New Jersey. Kenny.
Hey, man.
Thanks for waiting.
Yes, all right.
Now, Kenny, you were telling me that you get extremely depressed at night.
Well, that's when the clothes in my closet come alive.
Excuse me?
Well, not really. It's just nighttime is when I'm alone and my mind just...
I understand.
And I pretend they're friends who come over.
Are these men's clothes or women's clothes?
No, I don't have women's clothes. They're all men's clothes.
None at all.
No.
Oh, Midge.
Hi, Lois. Don't forget, we have a big sales meeting in 10 minutes.
I want to talk to you about Phil.
No.
Nobody said anything when you gave your friend your old job, even though he never had a day's experience in radio or sales.
I know.
Because you're the boss. But you said you were going to let him go 2 months ago.
I know.
He's costing the station money.
It takes a while. Look, he's in his office now. He's trying his best. He's been through a tough time. He's getting cleaned out in his divorce. He's just down right now.
Then why are you taking him to the convention in Las Vegas? They'll charge you for excess baggage. You can't keep putting this off.
Lois, today is my birthday. Do you know what your present to me is?
Not to talk to you about this anymore.
Thank you. It's just what I wanted.
You're listening
to Dr. Jeffrey Sanborn on WBLS. Okay, we're back now with Kenny from New Jersey. Kenny, the women that you meet, do they say things that make you feel they don't like you?
Well, it's not anything that they say. It's just a... It's an overall feeling I get that they're...
What, Kenny? What do you get? Are you there, Kenny?
Oh, I,
Mr. Kenny, are you all right? Or what, are the clothes in your closet coming to life? Kenny? What's happening?
Wrong number.
Kenny, speak to me.
Kenny has to go. He's cooking breakfast for his underwear.
Who is this?
I'm a pair of his socks. You're calling the station psychiatrist when you're supposed to be working?
Well, it's free. Do you know what psychiatry costs? Anyway, this guy is helping me.
Helping you? Phil, last year this guy was doing our traffic reports from a helicopter. And if this doesn't work, he's going to be the movie critic. What's going on? You were doing so much better.
I'm thinking of going back with Arlene.
What? Are you serious?
I'm not even sure she'd take me back. Maybe if I could...
Phil. Think about what you're saying. Going back to Arlene is like breaking back into Alcatraz. I mean, you were miserable with Arlene.
Yeah, but I wasn't lonely.
Why don't you come home with me tonight? It's my birthday. We're going to go out.
Oh, I forgot. It's your birthday.
Don't worry about it. You'll just come with me. But you can't sleep over. Because Barbara and I... You can't.
That's okay.
And then this weekend we're going to Vegas. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, listen, we got a big meeting, so come on.
Oh. Boy, thank God I've got this job to go to every day, or I'd really go crazy.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's with the champagne? What are we celebrating?
We're celebrating two things. First, today happens to be my 40th birthday. And secondly, and maybe more importantly, in about 1 minute, George Layton is going to call to inform us officially that we are now the new New York affiliate for the Jerry Jackson Show.
Wow, that show's a gold mine.
Sure is. And actually, I had to clear the 6 of 10 slots. We're talking scheduling changes, marketing, promotion, and sales. This is a great thing for our little station.
Hello? Yeah, put it through, Alice. It's for you. This must be the call.
Phil, put it on the speaker. I want to share this with everybody. Good morning. Do you have good news for me?
Tonight, I'm going to pull down your pants and sink my hands into your cute little ass and then give you a tongue bath. I'm going to start at your feet and slowly work my way up.
Hello? Phil, we're here. Phil, we're here.
Let's go.
Yeah. What if he was a narcoleptic?
Who?
Curly.
Curly? The trail boss?
Yeah. You know, they go into these trances, kind of, where it looks like they're dead, but... They're not.
Mitch, he was dead. We checked. He was... Why are you even thinking about this?
I thought I just saw Curly on the train. That's who I was chasing after.
Yeah, right. We buried him alive. He stayed underground for a year, got up, dusted himself off, and then got on the commuter train to New Rochelle. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. I must just be tired, that's all.
Honey, I'm home. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Oh, so you knew he was coming?
Well, yeah, I invited him.
How could you do that?
Honey, what are you saying?
Oh,
I'll just leave.
You know I can't stand him.
Oh, my God. Honey, this is Phil. This is our friend.
Phil? I'm not talking about Phil. Oh, you thought I meant the... No, Phil. No.
Oh.
Phil, no. I love you.
Well, then what are we talking about?
Then you don't know.
No, I don't know. Can I buy a vowel?
Your brother's here.
Oh, no. Glenn? Crazy Glenn? What do you mean he's here?
What do I mean? He's here. He's in our den watching a Spanish soap opera.
Well, how is he? How did he seem?
Well, he came in and he asked me to make him a sandwich, no crust, and started making long-distance calls. First, of course, he did 3 scenes from Godfather 2.
He still does that? I love that. Phil, I'm warning you. If you mention the Godfather to him, I will rip your arms out of his sockets and beat you to death with him. This started out as such a good birthday. Well, what's Glenn been up to? He's been up to nothing. He's the vice president of Lazy. I mean, this guy goes from one family member to another, stays there until they throw him out. He borrows money. Borrows. Borrows indicates an intent to repay. He gets jobs that aren't jobs. We only hear from him through change of address cards. I mean, he's lost. His lost soul. He's a dented can. He's behind me, isn't he?
Mitchie, buenos dias.
Hello, Glenn. How was your sandwich?
Ah, delightful.
Listen, I'm sorry about what I said, you know.
Aw, water off a duck's back. Come here. Boy, look at you. You're still the world's smallest big brother.
Hey, Glenn.
Phil, long time no see. How are you?
Well, I'm getting divorced. I'm living alone. Struggling for a reason to live.
Hey, too much information for me. Boy, I cannot get over this place. I mean, look at it. I mean, you got birds and trees, and you got those fish, and you got a cow, and... Oh, by the way, there is something wrong with your cow.
What?
Well, I thought it'd help out with the chores, you know. So I figured, milk the cow. I reach under there, I'm pulling and tugging, I'm tugging, I'm pulling. Nothing, not a drop.
The cow's name is Norman. You were pulling on his dick.
I'm going to go wash it.
Hey, Glenn, let me ask you a question. Who had Frankie Pantangeli killed?
Phil. The Rosanna brothers.
Who gave the orders?
There was this kid I grew up with. He was younger than me, sort of looked up to me, you know.
Glenn.
We did our first work together. Worked our way up the streets. Things were good. We made the most of it.
I got a change.
During Prohibition, we ran molasses into Canada. Made a fortune.
Ran molasses to Canada? You should run some brains to your head.
I can't believe you two are from the same gene pool.
He's from the shallow end.
So when's he leaving?
I'll talk to him tonight.
Hi, Dad. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Holly. Did you see your Uncle Glenn?
Yeah, he borrowed $10 from me. You seen your brother? He's hiding from Uncle Glenn.
Well, find him and tell him that we're going to leave in a few minutes, okay? Who is that now?
It's Curtis. I invited him to come with us.
Curtis? The lab experiment?
Dad!
Mitch!
Honey, listen, I know that you like him, but it's my birthday, and I wanted this to be a family thing.
Mom!
Answer the door.
Holly, I...
stupid thing.
I don't trust this Curtis. I mean, he's got like 8 million earrings. His nose is pierced. He's not a boy. He's a fishing lure.
This is the business we've chosen. As much as...
What are we going to do about him? We were supposed to be alone tonight. I was planning to make noise.
I will send him home with Phil. It's perfect. Tonight is our night. Tonight, I'm the Energizer Bunny.
Someone put a bullet through his eye.
You relax now. It's time. I'm gonna change.
Change? Into what? So your husband's out of town, huh?
What?
Nothing. Just something that helps me. What do you have in your head, Curly? Too much anticipation. You know, and you look so great. And the kissing was great. I mean, really wonderful. I mean, top-notch kissing. And it's better this way.
For whom?
You. I mean, for us. I mean, because now that one's out of the way.
Okay.
And in about 10 minutes, the new shift comes on. And I'll be in total control. Yeah. So go hide in any room of the house, and I'll go look for you. Yeah,
what?
Go. Yeah. It's gonna be good. Okay. Any room in the house.
I guess I got you too excited.
Go hide.
Oh, Mitch. I'm hiding. Mitch?
Okay.
Mitch?
feel your pain. Now, take me through this again. Last year, you buried someone you were fond of.
Mm-hmm. Someone I was very fond of, someone with whom I had a very good relationship with. But now, this dead individual seems to be following me.
Excuse me.
I mean, I am plotting. I am seeing him.
Are you listening to this nut?
Hello, Leonard.
It's crazy, huh?
Are you seeing him now?
Gotta go.
Hello?
Morning. You busy? Phil, actually, can I talk to you for a second?
What?
You don't want to forget about it.
No. Have you got a problem? I'd love to hear about other people's problems. Makes me feel normal.
Well, I know that this is going to sound crazy, but I saw him again.
Who?
Curly.
Oh, God, Mitch.
Last night in the rain, outside my bedroom window. I ran out there, but he was gone. I'm telling you, we buried him alive. And he is really pissed, and he wants his hat back.
Come on, I'm taking you home.
No. Let me explain.
Nobody returned from the dead for their hat.
Oh, yeah? If this was in it?
What, this was in Curly's hat?
Yeah, it was sewn in a hat band. Read this.
Westpac, eat my dust. I took it, you find it. $1 million, L. Washburn. Who's L. Washburn?
I have no idea.
Well, what is this?
I think it's a treasure map.
No kidding?
I'm not imagining this, right?
Well, there's a piece missing here.
Yeah, but so what? Because it shows you the entire trail and the X where it's buried.
$1 million?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I got those Time Life books on the Old West, and I read there's a lot of money buried all over the West that's never even been found. And I'll bet this map tells you where it's buried.
Tells you where what's buried?
Phil's grandmother. What's up, Glenn? We're, really busy.
You know, I'm gonna go do a little more research on this, grandma.
Wow. This is a big office.
It's not that big.
Mitch Robbins, station manager.
So what is it, Glenn? I'm a little bit busy.
Nothing. Boy, that's great you got Phil a job. That's really nice. What's it been, about 5 months now?
Yeah.
Oh. That's weird, because I called you up about 6 months ago, remember? And I asked you if there were any openings, and you said there wasn't anything. And then a month goes by, and something opens up, and Phil gets it. Well, my tough luck, I guess, or bad timing, huh?
Listen, Glenn, you know I always try to take care of you.
Take care of me? Mikey, you're my kid brother, and you take care of me?
Second. You're my kid, brother. My name is not Mikey.
Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that.
Glenn.
I'm smart.
Stop it.
I'm smart. I want respect.
Would you stop with this Godfather stuff? Do you want to talk about this? I mean, seriously?
Yeah. Because you have a job for a friend and not for a brother. And don't tell me that Phil's anything special, all right? I mean, I like Phil. But let's face it. The guy's a lamb chop short of a mixed grill. So when you tell me that...
I'm going to tell you something, Glenn, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't want you to work here. Because I can't count on you. You know? I mean, I have tried to help you in the past, and you embarrassed me, frankly.
When?
When? The ad agency thing? Bob Richardson gave you that job as a personal favor to me, and you let him down.
Hey. Bob Richardson said terrible things about you behind your back. All right, and I had a huge fight with him, and I told him I don't give a damn who he is. He can't talk about my brother like that. And I refuse to work there anymore.
He told me you never even showed up.
Oh, that Bob Richardson. Well,
Glenn.
Look, you know, I'll just deal with the fact that my brother thinks I'm an idiot.
Oh, don't turn this into an opera. I don't think you're an idiot.
No? Never once in your life did you ever say you were proud of me.
For what?
Thanks.
Glenn. Damn it. Glenn, wait a second. Glenn, come here.
Glenn, come here. Would you come here?
Let go of me, you big bully.
Would you just come here?
Now listen to me. I'm sorry. But you set me up for that.
You have a right to feel how you feel.
Would you just please listen to me? Friday, I'm going to Las Vegas. There's a big convention.
Why don't you come with me and Phil? I'll introduce you around, you meet some people, you make some contacts. Maybe something will come out of it. If you're really looking for a serious job this time. Okay?
Hey, Mitch! Come on! I found some, grandma.
Mitch, can you loan me $10?
And then it just hit me! Westpac! Western Pacific Railroad! I will bet you that $1 million is from a train robbery! I'm $1 million! Mitch, $1 million!
A little louder, Phil. Some of the crack dealers didn't hear you. Thank you. Get you a little recap.
June 12th, 1908.
That's what it says on the back.
Yeah, but what could Curly have to do with us? In 1908, he wasn't born yet.
Hey, look at this. The starting spot on the map, Spencer, it's only 65 miles from Las Vegas. This is fate!
Shh! Shut up, ears. $1 million in gold bars lost. But that was a million then. Gold is like 10 times more valuable now, isn't it?
$20 million!
Shh! Getting crazy. This is ridiculous.
This is not crazy. This is all fitting into place. Look. I got the trial of the guys who robbed the train. Stood impassively while sentenced was blah, blah, blah. Leader of the gang, Lincoln Washburn. L. Washburn.
I don't believe this.
Challenged the authorities. I took it, you find it, he said. So far, none of the gold has been recovered. None of the gold has been recovered. Mitch, let's do it.
Do what?
Go after the gold.
Are you serious?
Yes. Look, when we get to Las Vegas, let's go to this town, this Spencer. Let's follow the map and see where it leads us.
Getting a little excited.
You're damn right I'm getting excited. Mitch, this could be the opportunity of a lifetime. Don't call me. You out of control. Stop and think a minute. Why would Curly keep something like this in his hat?
Because he didn't take his filing cabinet on the cattle drive. What do you mean?
What I mean is, if he had this map worth a gajillion dollars, why did he stick it in his hat? Why didn't he go get the treasure?
Well, maybe he never got around to it.
Never got around. You'd think for $20 million you'd budget your time.
Shh.
Mitch! Mitch!
Shh.
Shh. Stop it. Now listen, when I saw this map, I got excited too. But we just can't go nuts. I mean, I'm 40. What does that mean? I don't know. Mitch!
Come on.
If you could show me what any of this has to do with Curly, then I would believe you. Then I would say it's real. But you can't, so it isn't.
Mitch, meet Lincoln Washburn.
Hi, honey. I'm in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
At the convention.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting out here relaxing by the pool. Weather's hot.
Yeah.
No, 120. But dry, so you don't even notice it.
Yeah.
Honey, listen, here's the thing. They had some sort of an electrical thing at the hotel. No, I don't know. It was a thing. The switchboard, like, blew up.
What the hell am I?
Yeah, no calls coming in, no calls going out. So if you want to call me, you have to call me on the cellular, because I'll have it with me every second. Okay? All right. So don't call the hotel. Call me. Yeah, I got to go, honey. We're going to go see Siegfried and Roy. I love you, too. Bye.
You lied to her.
What was I going to do, tell her the truth? But I'm jeopardizing my career so I can rent burrows and go hunting for buried treasure. I'm sure she'd be real supportive.
You know, this whole situation drips with irony.
Does it?
Oh, drips. You know, what if it was my idea instead of yours? If I was the guy bagging my job to hunt treasure? He'd be saying, same old crazy irresponsible Glenn. But you'd do it and it's all right. You know, how do you explain that?
Listen...
We know from the map it's like a day and a half to the gold and a day and a half back. We'll be back Monday tops. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Why are you making me feel guilty about this? Shouldn't you be grateful that we decided to include you? I mean, if this is real, your share could be 7 million.
Everything's all set.
Oh, good. Good. Where's my other friend?
Oh, he's inside sending up to my partner. That sure is a lot of stuff for a couple of days of camping, shovels, rope.
Well, actually, we're seismologists from Caltech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anything about geology or earthquakes?
No.
Oh, well, the continental plates are in a state of extreme seismic tension throughout this entire igneous, polygamous, Jurassic, Hasidic region.
Huh.
And when the plates get in that state of tension, what we have to do is dig down and relax them.
Golly.
Well put.
So there's this guy's picture in this old newspaper. And he looks just like the guy we knew who had the map in his hat. Well, it must have been his father or his grandfather, but that's what convinced us that this gold is really up there.
Phil.
I don't know. I don't really believe much in this treasure hunting business, but I sure do wish you boys a whole lot of luck.
We don't want to look stupid.
Ah, that's all right. A lot of you city boys come out here thinking you're going to dig up some gold. Hell, it keeps us in business.
Okay. Well, let's get started, okay? Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Sure, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
You. Hey, now, you boys be careful. You turn your boots upside down at night. Watch where you step. Watch where you squat.
Squat?
Yeah, city boy come out here about a year ago. He was squatting down to do his business. Rattlesnake got him right in the keister.
Yeah.
See y'all in a couple of days, I hope.
Could you tell him your entire life?
No, of course not.
Hey, Phil, listen. I'd think twice before going back to that wife of yours. That'd be like sticking your balls in a bear trap.
And that would be a bad thing, right? I'm joking. It's just it's a joke. Well, we should go, because, hey, look, we're in a handicapped spot. Gays in the military, your thoughts. Well, we'll be back after these commercial breaks. Bye. Let's go, boys.
Good luck. Hope you find lots and lots of gold.
Well, it says the band plays the way. What band? What does that mean, plays the way?
I don't know. This is very hard to read.
Which way is north?
Up.
What do you mean, up?
Well, north on the map is always up. So I guess that means we should go up.
What are you saying? That every time you go up, you're going north, and every time you go down, you're going south?
Yeah.
Now you're starting to frighten me. Whoa, hold up here.
Well, you know, maybe a compass would have been a wise purchase instead of the 4 pounds of tortilla chips you bought.
Let's see, I can't make out anything here. Look at this. It's all written so small.
I know. I can't. What is this?
Give me the map. Hey, let Magellan have a look.
Yes. Some of us come prepared. Can you hold this, please? Thanks. Move. You're in my light. All right. Now, the sun sets in the east, right?
No. The sun sets in the west.
That's if you're in the east, but we are way out west now, so we are past where the sun sets.
You can't be past where the sun sets. And if you think you can, then I am directly south of an idiot.
Which is down.
Right.
Speaking of idiots, it doesn't say the band plays the way. It says the hand points the way.
Oh, that's a lot better. What does that mean?
Hand points the way.
Yes.
Hand points the way.
Yes.
Hand points the way. Hand points the way.
Look, it's a hand. The hand points the way. The map is real!
I'm going to Walter Eusendan from Treasure to Sierra Madre.
Oh, yeah. He found the gold and he did the dance. I loved it.
Rich boys. Rich, rich. I'm going to be rich. Look, it's real. The hand points the way. The map is real.
Map is on fire. It's on fire.
Dead. Get it.
Oh, no.
Get it.
Oh, no.
He'll get it.
It's all.
I got it.
Rich boys.
Chiropractor.
12.
Unbelievable.
Also 12.
How do you do that?
14.
No, I'm really asking you. How do you do that?
Oh, I don't know. I just automatically see how many letters are in every word.
My brother, the Rain Man.
Wayne Newton.
11. Yeah, definitely 11.
Let me ask you a question. If I'd actually died today, would you guys still be playing this game?
Mitch, it's over. You're okay. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just a little petrified of heights, which is why I'm not tall. Listen, Phil, I'm making you a copy of the map in case something like this happens again.
Oh. So Phil gets a copy, but not me.
We don't need three copies.
Yeah. But why automatically does Phil get the copy?
Well, because, I see. What does that mean? It means I see. Where are you going?
Going to bed.
So, Phil, is it okay with you if Glenn gets the copy?
Fine.
Thank you.
I've already given him $7 million. Why not a map?
Okay, here we go. Listen, I told you I had already invited him to Las Vegas. What was I going to say to him? Glenn, stand by that roulette table. We'll be back in 3 days. I mean, it was awkward.
Look, Mitch, I know he's your brother, and I know basically he's a nice guy, but I've got this terrible feeling he's going to do something to screw this up. I mean, the first day he set fire to the map.
I know. Listen, I'll watch him. I'll be responsible for him.
I just don't want anything to mess this up. It's too important.
Don't worry. So far, so good. We're having a great time. I almost got killed today.
Put it in your saddlebag.
Thanks.
No, Mitch, it means a lot to me that you brought me along in this thing. Well, come on.
No, I mean it.
That reminds me of his... Remember when we were little and Mom would force you to take me to the movies with your friends?
She never forced me. She would just say that if I didn't take you, she would hang herself with the good towels.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but you were really nice about it, you know. And I remember you gave me my own personal box of milk duds. And, you know, you take me to the bathroom and, during the best part of the movie. And you let me sit next to you. Can I ask you something?
Sure. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we don't hear from you for months.
Oh, you know, I do a lot of things. Sales, mostly. You know, for a while, I was an animal detective.
What is that? Some poodle calls and says I think my wife is fooling around with a bulldog?
No. Now, once by accident, I found this dog and I called the owner. He gave me $100. So I made a business out of it. I'd find lost dogs, I'd call the owners. People pay a big ransom.
Ransom? My God!
No, ransom's a bad choice of words. I mean, that's the word they use in court, but I'm still fighting it.
Good for you. There's Phil's horse. Where's Phil?
Whoa, whoa!
Phil, you all right?
Yeah, I'll just be a second.
Yeah, right.
Ow!
Must be having trouble.
Relax, don't strain.
Oh! Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Too many tortilla chips.
Max! I was bit by a rattler! Max! The snake! Oh, my God! The snake! The rattler! Ah! He bit me on the ass! Oh, God! I'm gonna die!
Hold on!
Somebody, suck out the poison! Please!
Oh, he's your friend! Yeah, but you slept with his sister!
I'm losing feeling!
Can we wait till the poison travels up?
Yes,
I understand. Glenn, suck on his ass!
Breathe.
What?
Miss... I can't speak, my tongue.
I have done you a million favors, and one time I ask you to do something for me.
Oh, yeah, and the one time of sucking poison out of your friend's ass? Forget it!
I'm blind! Where are you?
I'm here! Phil, I'm here, Phil. Don't worry, Phil, I'm gonna do it. But I am not gonna forget this, Glenn.
Okay. Mitch,
yeah.
Please, don't tell my kids I died taking a shit.
Okay.
Hurry! Hurry!
Would you suck already?
That is not a snake bite.
Huh?
You sat on a cactus.
Ow!
You sat on a cactus. I felt the sting and I saw that snake and I remembered what those guys had said and I thought I was really going to die there.
It's over. You're okay.
And you were going to do it. You were going to suck on my ass.
Look, it's over.
You're my friend, Mitch.
Sure I am.
You really care about me. You really care about me. Oh, Mitch.
It's okay, Phil. What did I do? He gets a little emotional.
We used to be that club.
Oh, God. Let's get that coal.
want that gold!
Yeah!
Yes! Yeah! This is the business we've chosen!
Mantle.
Hey!
And how does the TV know what it wants you to play?
Because you told the VCR. Once you tell the VCR, then
it tells?
Yeah, you don't have to tell the TV anything. VCR does all the work.
No, it's a great convention, honey.
Look, honey.
Man.
Hey, Phil, is this beef jerky or turkey jerky?
Does it really matter?
How do they make that stuff anyway?
Jerky? It's an interesting process. Take a really good piece of meat, and then a New York City cab driver sits on it for 4 months.
Hey, how do you think those two laughing idiots we rented this stuff from are going to feel when we bring back all that gold?
The looks on those faces, those tobacco-chewing, gun-rack-having, chicken-screwing, sister-marrying, abandoned toilet seat in the front yard-having, vitamin-deficiency'd, ugly faces. They're behind me, aren't they?
Howdy, boys.
Hey! What a coincidence! We were just talking about you. What are you doing here?
We followed you.
Isn't that nice, huh? Well, talk about service. But everything is great. The equipment, the food. Oh, that jerky. Forget about it. Better than my mother's jerky. She used onions.
We want the map.
Map?
Yeah, the one old Stretch there told us about.
Oh! No, it's like you say, we're like all of those dumb city boys who come up here looking for treasure. You know, just like you said.
Nope. See, this cowboy kept this map in his hat, and that means it was something special. And if his daddy did that holdup...
We want that map! Don't make us look for it.
Hey, fellas, come on now. Look, I know what you're feeling, okay? I've been there. I'm still there. But you feel like you have no control over your life. That nothing makes sense. It's in the saddlebag.
Come on, guys, you can't leave us like this. We're not going to make any trouble. I mean, come on, we got families, we got kids. Just let us go and we'll forget the whole thing.
Absolutely. Not me. If I ever see either of you two guys again, I'll kill you.
Glenn! Will you shut up? Ah, pig boy! Where's my wife? I really should take this. So could you just pull it out and press send?
Looks like you won't be talking to her after all. All right, look. You got two choices. We can leave you here, and the animals are going to smell your flesh burning in the sun, and they're going to come down here and chew you up pretty bad.
Or?
We can shoot you in the head right now.
Nah, I think we shoot them right now. Got any last words?
Oh, my God.
You're alive!
Curly, I swear. We thought you were dead. We didn't know.
Please, Curly. Yeah. Curly.
Curly, I'm sorry we buried you, but you look so dead.
Curly. Sorry, Curly.
Not Curly. And Duke.
Duke?
Curly was my brother.
Your brother?
Brother? I.
The other night, it was you on the 538 train to New Rochelle, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I was outside your window that night. You have a lovely home.
Thank you. We did a lot of work. Where you were used to be a tool shed. The other side of the house was a total disaster. See, the wood rock...
Where's my brother's map?
The map? They got the map.
You gave them... You gave them my brother's map?
No, no. It's okay. They don't have the real map.
What? What do you mean? It's the map you gave me.
But I didn't make you a real copy. I changed it.
Why?
In case something like this happened.
You didn't trust me, did you?
No, 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 no. I drew you a copy that would lead you to the highway. I wanted you to be safe.
No! You thought I'd sneak off and steal the gold.
No, I didn't. What I did was...
Will you two pixies knock it off? Where's the damn map? What the hell are you staring at?
Curly's twin. I can't get over it.
Well, get over it. Or I'll turn you into twins.
Oh, I see it.
That piece there, that was missing when we found it.
Yeah, and I accidentally burned that hole.
I can't tell you how many times my daddy put me and my brother on his knees and tell us about this treasure. He said we'd all go out together when the time was right, when they weren't watching him no more.
But why'd you wait so long? I mean, if Curly had the map, why didn't you just...
Well, we didn't know there was a map till a year ago. My mom died. She was 95. Stabbed in a bar fight. Well, she gave Curly the map on her deathbed. He wrote to me, told me I should come home. We were going to be rich. Till then, he was going to keep it under his hat.
Where were you?
You writing a book?
No.
By the time I got back, Curly had died on a cattle drive. No, son of a bitch. His pal, Cookie, told me that you had his hat, so I came looking for him. Found you, didn't I?
Why didn't you just knock on my door and tell me about it? Why did you have to scare the life out of me?
Because I didn't know what kind of guy you were. And I wasn't sure you knew about the map. And if you didn't, I sure as hell wasn't going to tell you. Then when you came out here, I figured I'd let you do all the work, and then I'd just take it from you. Well... You guys ought to be heading back to town.
Back? What do you mean back?
Well, your mommies will be worried about you. Yeah. Thanks for the map.
Wait a second. You can't...
I can't what?
Nothing.
Well, that's it, I guess.
What the hell are you on?
Oh, you may look like Curly, but you are nothing like him.
Yeah.
Curly was a good man. Decent man. He had dignity, you know? And he wouldn't like it if he saw that you were treating his friends like this.
You were his friend?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he changed my whole life. I was really confused, and he told me that one thing, just one thing...
He told you about that one thing, huh?
Yeah. And if he was here right now and saw what you were doing, he would kick the living shit out of you.
Well, Curly told you about the one thing. He must have liked you.
He did.
Well, you and your friends want to ride along?
As partners?
Hell, half of what's up there is more than I'll ever need.
Half? You mean you get a half and the three of us have to split a half? Which is fine. I'll go along with that. Just remember something. Don't mess with us, pal. We're from New York.
You ever talk to me like that again, and I'll turn your balls into earrings. Understand?
Go for it.
We're close. Less than a day. Did you hear it? That's the gold. It's singing to us. Come and get me. Come and get me. Come and get me. Curly was wrong. There are two things. Whatever the hell this is. And gold. Let's go get it.
You were never going to meet any women sitting in your apartment reading those Time Life books. You got to get out. You got to go places.
A woman wants someone like me, she goes to the pound and gets herself a three-legged dog.
Phil, this is a too personal question. When's the last time you were with a woman?
Saturday. Saturday will be a year.
Ouch.
Boy, if I'd known, I would have gotten you a cake.
Who was she?
Oh, it was this girl I met on the cattle drive.
Oh, Bonnie. Right, Bonnie. She was cute.
She was really sweet, too, but I was just 2 weeks out of my marriage. I mean, I was just a huge sack of tears. I wonder if I still know how to do it.
Come on, it's like riding a bicycle. Only you're naked.
Speaking of which, did you ever walk in on our parents doing it?
No. Why, did you?
Yes.
Whoa! Whoa! Really?
Worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, that's a horrible thing for a little kid to see.
This was 3 weeks ago in Florida.
Oh! Did you walk into the bedroom?
It was in the kitchen.
Oh!
Now, apparently it was spontaneous, too, because Popsil had his hat on. You know, the one with the fake grass and a golf ball on it? Oh, it was horrible. Wax fruit flying every place, dog barking, my kid's pictures flapping up and down on a refrigerator.
Okay, stop it.
Pop was working hard. Enough of that. Did you take the car in?
Oh.
See, I think that's beautiful.
Beautiful? Not from my angle.
No, two people in love after all those years, that's great.
Great? An hour later, we ate on that table.
Oh!
You okay?
Yeah. First time on a horse in 50 years.
What? But you're a cowboy.
I was born around here. Left when I was 15.
Where'd you go?
World War II. Lied about my age and joined the Navy. First look at the Big Blue after the war. Merchant marine, charter boats, anything to stay in the ocean.
Wow.
Been around the world 21 times. Curly loved the land, and I love the sea.
So you like surf and turf. You thought that was funny?
No. I was just thinking what I'd like to do to you.
Oh. Look at that. Oh, look at how great he looks. Majestic, you know? I had a dream about a horse like this. I want to ride alongside him.
Why?
I just want to see what it feels like to ride alongside a wild animal.
It's like going on vacation with Arlene.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. You can let go now. Son. Saved my life. Mitch, you are amazing. And the way you did it. Oh, well, this is a whole lot different than just sucking on Phil's ass.
Excuse me. Did I hear right?
Yeah, you see, Phil thought that a snake had bit him
on the... I don't care. And whatever went on before stops now.
Is this real bad?
Nah. Looks like you... like you spent the night with a Singapore hooker.
Oh, great. That's it. I'm dead.
Oh, it just scratches.
No. You don't get it. Barbara can't reach me. So by now she's called the hotel in Vegas. She's realized that I've been lying to her. Then I'm going to come home with scratches on my back. That's it. It is over. I'm divorced. By this time next week, I will be having a romantic candlelit dinner with Phil.
Well, pick a night, because the map is gone.
Everything's been trampled. The food, the tents, the sleeping bags.
What's left?
3 miners' helmets and a tube of chapstick.
Well, what's the difference? Only thing that mattered was that map.
This is all my fault.
Your fault?
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have dropped it if I didn't decide to go frolic with some stallion.
I'm sorry, Duke. I'm really sorry.
Well, if we don't get lost, can we make it back to town before we starve to death?
Yeah, it's only a day and a half. I can use every second to think of another lie to tell Barbara.
Hey, if you guys go home... I'm not splitting the treasure with you.
What do you mean? You're not coming back with us?
No. The gold is that way.
Yes, but the Grand Slam pancake breakfast at the Mirage is that way.
Uh-huh.
Duke, we've got no map. What are you going to do? Wander around the West hoping to stumble onto the gold?
Something like that.
Yeah, well, please don't take this the wrong way, but you're insane.
No. Insane is coming this far and then just going back. Look, now if you guys want to go home, go ahead. But that gold, that's the only dream I got left.
Over the buffalo's back and under the frozen people.
What?
Over the buffalo's back and under the frozen people. That's the rest of the map.
Glenn, how do you know? You never even saw the real map.
Because I saw it yesterday for a minute when we were looking for the hand.
Listen, this isn't memorizing a movie and it's not telling me how many letters there are in falafel.
7! Now, I'm telling you, that gold will be in our hands by tomorrow night. I can draw you that map exactly like the original. I can get us there. All you have to do is trust me. Mitch. Mitch, please. For once in your life, just trust me. Trust you? Are you sure it's in buffalo's back? We haven't seen anything that looks like a buffalo's back. Nothing.
You know something? You have not stopped whining since we started. It's like going on vacation with an ambulance.
Oh, shut up! You shouldn't even be on this!
Oh, yeah? If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't even be here.
Freezing to death! Hurry! It's going out!
the last one.
Yeah. Night.
Night? How about goodbye? We're going to die up here.
The sun's up in 5 hours. Tomorrow morning, we're all going to be rich.
Hey, look, guys. We're really in trouble here. And, well, in case we never find our way out, and I die first,
eat me. Eat you?
Ew.
You know, I mean, if you're starving to death.
Eat you.
I don't even like talking to you on the phone.
Well, I'm just saying I'm willing to sacrifice myself for the good of the group.
Eat me. What a lovely image. Eat me. Glenn, I'm still hungry. Is there any more Phil? Ooh, pass the Phil. Mmm, he's even good cold. Great party. Thanks to Phil. Mmm.
All right, so don't eat me.
Jesus Christ. What a bunch of little piss pots.
Hey, you know, maybe if we huddle together, we could share our body warmth. I read in my Time Life where people can survive that way. I mean, we're 398.6s. How much is that, Glenn?
295.8. That's too hot.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying we should hug.
All night?
Well, yeah.
You know what? It is a little warmer.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hmm?
What about Duke?
What about him?
Well, shouldn't we invite him to...
To what? To join us? What, are you crazy?
Look at him. I mean, he could die. This isn't right.
Well, who's going to ask him?
Well, you've been getting along with him the best.
Oh, no, don't make me do this.
Mitch, go, go.
Save my place.
Oh.
Duke?
Yeah?
The guys and I were wondering if you'd like to come back to our place and... You know, maybe we could all...
All what?
Hug.
Holy God. I'm up here with the goddamn musical.
No, 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 no.
What I meant was...
Whew. His body warmth, see? And if we press against each other... Duke, come on, you could die up here.
Maybe. Hey. Curly. Ever mention me?
Well, Curly wasn't really what you'd call Gabby. He wasn't that chatterbox that you remember from your youth. When was the last time that you saw him?
Oh, God, long ago. But when you have a twin, you see him every time you look in the mirror. You know, sometimes you don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore. I liked having a brother. Yeah. Curly, die happy.
Is anybody?
I
think he did, Duke. One of the last things he said to me was, there's nothing like bringing in a herd.
Wait, it must be how you feel when you're at sea.
I lost my boat in a squall about 2 years ago. Yeah, squall. Just wasn't a good enough sailor. I came ashore.
What have you been doing since?
Well, a friend of mine's son opened a seafood restaurant in San Diego. The Happy Pirate. I work there.
You're the manager?
I am the Happy Pirate. Bird on my shoulder, pirate hat. One hand's a hook. And how would you like your burger cooked, matey? Oh, God. Oh, my. I could. Sometimes I get the sailors want to spit in their goddamn clam chowder. You know, I've been a sailor for 50 years. Years. I don't know how to do anything else. I'd just be lost. Mitchell, I gotta find that gold, Mitch. I need that gold.
Are you all right? You all right? Come on, Phil. Glenn, wake up. Come on. Guys, we made it. We're alive. Come on. We did it. Come on, get up.
All right, now listen. This is it. This is finished. We're going back.
No.
Listen, no arguments, Glenn. We'll never survive another night like this.
You got no argument here. Let's just go.
All right.
You better tell Duke.
Where is he? Listen, you guys pack up. I'll go find him. Come on. Duke? 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 Hey, Duke? Duke?
Duke?
Not him, too. What is with this family? Everybody dies sitting up. See, you wouldn't hug us, you big dope.
You thought I was dead, didn't you? What do you want?
Listen, Duke. I know how much this treasure means to you, but we're going back.
You mean back that way?
Yeah.
Over the buffalo's back.
What buffalo's back? There is no buffalo's back.
The buffalo's back down there. Here, look through this. Look down there. We crossed her in the dark, didn't even know it.
Glenn was right.
Yeah, he was also right about the frozen people.
How do you know?
Oh, look down there. Look.
I don't believe it.
Let's go, buddy. You're still gonna go back. Give me this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, give it. Go ahead.
Bring it up. Get it. Look at him, baby. Let
go.
Hey, this could be it. There's an entrance to a cave. Come on. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Oh. Oh, look at it.
Can't believe it. Come on. Come on, get it. Get it.
Where do we go now?
bet that's what was on the corner of the map that's missing.
What's the matter, Duke? Do you see something?
Quiet. My daddy was in this cave.
How can you tell?
I just can't.
Sure, like we could always tell when our dad had been in the bathroom before us.
There are a lot of passageways. Let's split up and each take one.
Alone?
I'll take this one.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
What if the cave is like booby-trapped, you know, and you go down the wrong passageway and you get your head chopped off, or a huge boulder just comes rolling at you and it just crashes your head?
Would you shut up? Stop it! Why did you have to say something like that for?
This. There's three tunnels. What do we do now? Okay. Glenn, you take the one in the middle. I'll take this one. And you take that. Okay? You?
Yeah, I found you.
You hear something?
Yeah. It sounds like a train.
A train?
Hey, look. There's some tracks.
Wow. Something coming?
I don't know. Here's how you tell.
What are you doing?
I'm listening for vibrations.
Oh.
Yeah. Something's coming.
Oh.
And it's definitely coming from that direction.
Ah!
was Mitch.
Okay. Mitch!
I'm all right.
Where are you?
Follow the tracks.
Got it.
Oh.
It's all my gold. We don't have to sign those thinking badges. I found the gold!
Yeah!
Matt! Down here!
Matt!
Mitch! Where is it? Where is it?
Shrouded?
Guys, I found the gold!
Let me see it! Let me see it!
Can I just say one thing?
Think we'd let you take the gold out of here?
Thanks for doing all the work, though. I don't believe this.
How the hell did you follow us, pig boy?
Never mind that. It's our gold now, and I'm afraid we can't leave any with us.
It's better this night. It's better to me instead of you. This way, Barbara and the kids.
Oh, Glenn.
So sorry I wasn't a good brother.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Don't worry. We'll get some help. Hold on, Glenn. Just hold on. We'll get some help, you see. Oh, come on, somebody get some help! Get some help!
It's okay. You always help me. Me to the movies. It's funny. It doesn't even hurt.
Claire?
These aren't real bullets.
You son of a bitch!
These are blanks.
You killed him!
What? Huh? These are blanks. Here.
It's paint.
What the hell is going on?
Ah! That's funny.
Yeah, real funny.
Hey, who's down there? What in the name of John Wayne's ass is going on in here?
Clay Stone? From the cattle drive?
Hey, I remember you two. What are you doing? Great buckets of bullshit. It's Curly. Come back to life.
I'm not Curly. I'm his brother Duke. And who the hell are you?
I'm Clay Stone. Hell, I've been looking for you for months. What'd you do to my boys?
Your boys? What happened? We heard shots.
Is everybody all right?
Ira and Barry Shalowitz?
Mitch? Phil? What are you doing here?
Ah! Oh, God! It's Curly! He's come back from the dead!
He looks great.
It's Duke. Curly's brother.
Somebody, please. Tell me what the hell is going on here.
Didn't Curly tell you?
No!
Hell, it was his idea. We take folks on a real Western treasure hunt. Follow right in the steps of the old Washburn gang.
Yeah, we get these maps and we follow these clues.
It's been exciting.
It's really been great. A hell of a lot better than those cattle drives, yes siree. More fun, you don't have to watch where you step.
Yeah, but we actually found it!
Yes, and it belongs to us.
What, that? Everybody finds that. Hell, that's just lead painted with gold, just to make it a little bit more fun. Take a look for yourself. Then, to give them an extra goose, I got the boys come in, pretend to rob them, and shoot them with paint pellets. Scares the avion out of them.
Then there's no real treasure?
Curly come up here a lot of times, but he never found anything.
But he wrote to me, said we were going to be rich.
I don't know about being rich, but you make a damn good living. He wanted to cut you in for a piece of the action. As far as I'm concerned, Duke, you can have his share.
That's what he meant?
I believe so. You boys came up here thinking that this was real?
Yeah.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
You're ready? I'm wound.
Duke?
I got it. We're Barry and Ira Shalowitz. We helped bury your brother.
Oh? Well, maybe someday I can do the same for you.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Bye.
That's how you start a conversation? We buried your brother?
I was flustered.
It's impolite. Come on, let's get a cold beverage in the air.
Going somewhere?
No. I'm going to take Clay's sons down and show them where we left our horses.
We'll help you.
No, I can do it. You guys got to go to Las Vegas. I don't got to go nowhere.
So what are you going to do, Duke? Are you going to work for Clay Stone?
Come up here every week and find a fake treasure? No thanks.
So what will you do?
That gold. That gold is up here somewhere.
Duke.
No, it's up here somewhere. Oh, thanks for being Curly's last friend.
It was my pleasure.
Okay, come on. Come on, baby. Oh. Did
Curly ever tell you what that one thing was?
Yeah. He said that's what you have to figure out for yourself.
Oh, God. He was a real pain in the ass, wasn't he?
About 5 minutes.
Good.
Well, how stupid do we feel?
I don't feel that stupid.
And you're stupid.
No, I'm confused. Why don't I feel worse?
I don't know.
I mean, think about it for a second. How bad do you really feel?
I don't know. You know, not as bad as I should.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, actually. Why is that?
Well, we had a great adventure. We weren't killed, which is always a feature I like.
Yeah, and we found a box full of lead.
That's not how I look at it. I mean, you guys saved my life. I mean, you stepped in front of a bullet. You jumped on a guy who was ready to shoot me.
There were blanks.
But you didn't know that. I mean, we didn't have any guided tour or box lunches. All we had was each other. And we made it. Me, my best friend, and my brother. We found the Washburn treasure.
Woo-hoo!
We found that guy! Philly boy, you did great. Thanks.
I'm really proud of you.
Desperate people. Why do you think they come here, Mitch?
Well, the buffets are lovely. It's $3.95 all you can eat.
They want to hit the jackpot. Get rich.
Listen, Duke, I feel bad for you. I really do. But could we talk about this at another time? Maybe we could have a drink together. It's just that my wife is coming in from the airport right now. See, I told her everything, and I planned this really fabulous evening of being yelled at, so...
I understand. I came back to tell you that I know what this is. It's honesty. Integrity.
Great, that's great. So, listen, thanks for scaring me, and maybe we...
Honesty.
Gotcha.
You know, Mitch, right down to the end, I was planning to cheat you and your friends.
Oh?
I was going to find the gold, and I was going to say I didn't find it, then... After you guys had gone, I was gonna have it all to myself. Only, I couldn't do it.
Of course you couldn't, because it isn't up there.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Curly was up there a million times.
My mother didn't want either of us to find that treasure without the other. She wanted her boys to do something together. So she... She gave Curly the map.
hand. Wait a minute. She sent me the missing corner. Look at that.
Hot on my trail. Reburied here in 1909. Hal Washburn. What did you do? Draw this yourself?
No.
Is that what you did?
No.
Huh?
No.
You prankster.
No.
You scamp, you little ruffian.
No, no, no,
forget
no.
it. I'm not going back up there with you, Duke. There's nothing there. I am through hunting for buried treasure. What am I, one of the little rascals?
What do you think of that, Spanky? It's got friends.